and this weekend.
为了今天早上和这个周末，我们可以在这里聚集，我们要感谢我们的主。
I believe the Lord really has something on his heart. He wants to speak to us at this time.
我相信借着这一次的聚集，主在他有许多心头的话要对我们说。
The Lord has laid on my heart to speak something from the book of Nehemiah.
主把一个负担放在我的心里面，就是要来向大家说这个尼希米记。
There's a great message in that book for us at this time.
在这一个当今的时候，在这本书里面对我们有重要的信息。
Do you realize that that book is the last book in the Bible written concerning the history of the children of Israel?
你知道吗？在圣经里面，这是最后一本书，说到关乎以色列神子民的历史。Because
it does not come at the end of the Old Testament, you may not realize that.
因为它不是在旧约圣经的最后一本书，所以可能你不太晓得它是最后关乎以色列民的一本书。It
comes before the book of Psalms.
它是在我们从前是说到诗篇，在诗篇之前。
But that book really shows us the last part of the history of the children of Israel before the Lord Jesus came to this earth.
这里是说到神的子民在主耶稣基督再来之前。
Well, you may say, well, the book of Esther comes after Nehemiah.
你可能会说尼希米后面有以斯帖记。
But actually, what took place in the book of Esther took place before Nehemiah.
但事实上，以斯帖记所发生的事情是在尼希米记发生之前。
Now, we want to read some verses from Nehemiah this morning, but firstly, I'd like to read a few verses from the book preceding it, Ezra.
我们当然要从尼希米记来读主的话，但是在读尼希米记之前，我想读一些圣经是从以斯拉记所记载的。These
two books, Ezra and Nehemiah, complete the history of the children of Israel in the Old Testament.
以斯拉记和尼希米记这两本书在旧约里面完成了关乎以色列子民、神子民以色列人的历史。And
they're put together.
这两本书是放在一起的。And
they both speak of God's recovery of his people and his glory.
这两本书都是说到神子民的恢复，是为着神的荣耀。Now
please turn to Ezra chapter 1.
我们请大家翻到以斯拉记第一章。We
want to read the first three verses.
我们要读第一章的前三节。Now
in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be accomplished, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia.
波斯王古列元年，耶和华为要应验借先知耶利米所说的话，就激动波斯王古列的心，使他下诏通告全国说。
So that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and put it also in writing, saying, Thus saith Cyrus, king of Persia, All the kingdoms of the earth hath the Lord, the God of heaven, given me, and he has charged me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judah.
波斯王古列如此说，耶和华天上的神已将天下万国
Whosoever there is among you of all his people, his God be with him, and let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and build the house of the Lord, the God of Israel. He is God, which is in Jerusalem.
在你们中间凡做他子民的，可以上犹大的耶路撒冷，在耶路撒冷重建耶和华以色列神的殿。只有他是神，愿神与这人同在。And
we'll read one more verse, verse 5.
我们多读一节第五节。Then
rose up the heads of fathers' houses of Judah and Benjamin and the priests and the Levites, even all whose spirit God had stirred to go up to build the house of the Lord, which is in Jerusalem.
于是犹大和便雅悯的族长祭司利未人就是一切被神激动他心的人都起来要上耶路撒冷去建造耶和华的殿
Now we want to turn to Nehemiah. We'll read the first three verses of Nehemiah.
那我们现在来翻到尼希米记的第一章我们来读尼希米第一章的前三节
The words of Nehemiah, the son of Hakaliah.
哈加利亚的儿子尼希米的言语如下
Now it came to pass in the month Chislev, in the 20th year, I was in Shushan the palace, that Hanani, one of my brethren came, he and certain men out of Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped and were left of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem.
亚达薛西王二十年基斯流月我在苏珊城的宫中那时有我一个弟兄哈拿尼同着几个人从犹大来我问他们那些被掳归回剩下逃脱的犹大人和耶路撒冷的光景
And they said unto me the remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproachThe wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire.
他们对我说，那些被掳归回剩下的人，在犹大省遭大难，受凌辱，并且耶路撒冷的城墙拆毁，城门被火焚烧。
Let's have another short word of prayer.
让我们再有一点简短的祷告。
Lord, we look to you with our whole heart this morning for the blessing on your word.
主啊，今天早上我们全心向你打开，为着要听你蒙你祝福的话语。
We want to hear from you.
我们要听你对我们说话。
We open our hearts to you.
我们把我们的心向你打开。
We open our ears to you to hear your voice.
我们也把我们的耳朵向你打开，为要听见你的声音。
Lord, speak to every one of us.
主啊，求你对我们每一个人说话。
Don't let any one of us depart without hearing from God.
主啊，若是我们没有听见你的话，不要让我们从这里离开。
Lord, speak to us the word for this hour.
哦、oh, 主啊对我们说应时的话语
and move our hearts
也感动我们的心
stir up our spirit and move our hearts
哦、oh, 激动我们的灵叫我们从心里面被激动起来
to be one with you
哦、oh, 要与你 合拍
to carry out your will and your purpose
哦、oh, 把你的旨意和目的能够实行出来
and we'll give you all the glory
我们愿意把所有的荣耀都归给你。
In your holy name we pray.
我们奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now the whole history of the children of Israel, of course, is written in the Old Testament.
当然，所有以色列人神子民的历史是记载在旧约圣经。
But by reading that history, brothers and sisters, we can read.The history of the church.
但是当我们念以色列人的历史的时候，也可以反映的成为教会的历史。
Did you ever think that you could read church history in the Old Testament?
你有没有想过我们可以从旧约来读到新约教会的历史？
You can.
你可以。
Because the history of Israel is an example, an illustration, a prefiguring.Of the history of the church.
因为旧约以色列人的历史就是教会历史的一幅图画。
And we can prove that from a verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
我们可以证明这一点从这个哥林多前书第十章那里。
And I'll read the first part of 1 Corinthians 10:6.
我愿意念这个哥林多前书第十章第六节的前半。
Now these things were our examples or our figures to the intent we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted.
这里说到旧约以色列人这些事都是我们新约人的见解叫我们不要贪恋恶事像他们那样贪恋的。
And verse 11.
还有第十章的十一节。
Now these things happen unto them by way of example or by way of figure. And they were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the ages are come.
他们遭遇这些事，都要作为鉴戒，并且写在经上，正是警戒我们这末世的人。
Now the children of Israel had a wonderful beginning.
神的子民以色列人，他们起头的时候是非常的好。
Because they started with God calling Abraham out of his country into the good land.
以色列人的历史的起头是亚伯拉罕被呼召要往美地去。
And he was the father of all the faithful, including us.
亚伯拉罕是所有有信心之人的始祖，包括我们在内。
And he left everything and he came out to follow the Lord according to his word.
他离开放下了一切，照着主的话来遵从了主的话来跟随主。
The children then of Israel later went down into Egypt.
后来以色列的子民下到埃及。
But God redeemed them and delivered them out of Egypt.
但是主救赎了他们，把他们从埃及地拯救出来。
And through Moses, he gave them the old covenant, the law.
借着摩西，神把他的约，就是诫命，颁布给他们。
And then through Joshua, he brought them into that good land.
然后借着约书亚，就把他们带进了迦南美地。
And they were victorious.
那是非常的得胜。
And the Lord was with them.
主也与他们同在。
And they began to possess the land.
然后他们就开始占领那个地。
They had some failures.
然后就有一些失败。
Then later, the Lord raised up David, who became very victorious over all God's enemies.
然后主又兴起了大卫王，他是非常的得胜，胜过了一切的仇敌。
There was a great revival.
而且那里有一个非常大的一个复兴。
And his son Solomon built the temple.
大卫的儿子所罗门建造了圣殿。
David took the city of Jerusalem.
大卫得到了这个耶路撒冷城。
And Solomon built the temple in Jerusalem.
而且所罗门是在耶路撒冷城里面建造了神的圣殿。
There was victory.There was glory and there was peace.
那里又得胜又荣耀，而且满了平安。
It was a wonderful beginning there with the children of Israel.
所以以色列人开始的光景是非常的好。
But they went down, they failed, they became adulterous, and sinful.
然后他们的光景每况愈下，后来变成拜偶像，然后犯罪。
And God had to send them into captivity.
然后神就使他们被掳到被掳之地。
Now this is the history of the church.
这也是教会的历史。
The same thing has happened in church history.
在教会的历史上也是同样发生这样的光景。
There was a wonderful beginning at Pentecost.
当教会在五旬节开始的时候的光景非常的美好。
A glorious beginning.
也是非常的荣耀。
The Lord was very much with them.
神也是与他们同在。
And the testimony was very strong.
他们的见证也是非常的刚强。
But then there was a straying away from the Lord.
但是他们却迷路了，却从主离开了。
A losing of their first love.
他们失去了起初的爱。
And the people began to bring in things that were against the truth.
然后人就把与真理相对的事情、相反的事情带进了教会。
And wandered far away from the Lord.
然后就远远地离开了神漂流了。
And there followed a time of captivity.
然后就落到一个光景是被掳的光景。
Just matching that of the Old Testament.
跟旧约所记载的历史是互相吻合的。
Do you remember in the Old Testament the Lord raised up this prophet Jeremiah?
在那个失败的时候里面神兴起了他的先知耶利米。
He was called the weeping prophet.
耶利米是被称作哭泣的先知。
He was so sorry for the condition among God's people.
他觉得在神子民中的光景，他是觉得这么的难过。
In his heart, there was a big sob.
在他的心里面，
有一个 a sob.
他在那里哭泣。
Now his heart just echoed the heart of God.
他的心正反映了神的心。
He was weeping over the condition of God's people.
他为着神儿女的光景在那里哭泣。
But he prophesied that they would go into captivity. But not only that, he prophesied God would bring them out of the captivity.
他预言说神的子民将要被掳，不仅他预言他们被掳，他还预言他们要被带回，要归回。
You can read that in Jeremiah, chapter 29.
你可以在耶利米书29章那里读到这样的信息。
We will not read those verses now.
我们今天没有时间去读。
He said, after 70 years are fulfilled, that God would bring them out.
他说，70年以后，神要应许他的应验他的应许，把他们带回来。
And while they were in captivity, the Lord raised up this prophet Daniel.
当他们在被掳之地的时候，神兴起了这位先知但以理。
And Daniel read Jeremiah's prophecy.
而但以理读了这个耶利米先知所写的预言。
And his spirit was deeply stirred to pray.
他的心，他的灵受到激动，为着这个归回的事在那里祷告。
He prayed a marvelous prayer from his heart in Daniel chapter 9.
在但以理书第9章那里，他有一个非常美妙的祷告，是关乎这一个归回的事。
He prayed for God's house and he prayed for God's city, Jerusalem.
他为着神的家祷告，也为着神的城耶路撒冷祷告。
God raised up Jeremiah and then followed him with Daniel.
神兴起先知耶利米，接着他兴起了先知但以理。
Jeremiah wept and he prophesied.
耶利米一面哭泣，一面说预言。Daniel
wept and he prayed.
但以理他也哭泣，他更祷告。And
God sovereignly worked in answer to Daniel's prayer.
然后神就在主宰的安排里面兴起了以斯帖，而答应了大卫的祷告。And
we read how God answered Daniel's prayer in Ezra.
我们在以斯拉记里面看见神如何答应了但以理的祷告。The
Lord stirred up the spirit of a Gentile king, Cyrus.
神激动了这一个外邦的王，波斯王古列的心。And
Cyrus made a proclamation.
使他下诏通告全国。And
he put it in writing.
他是用写出来的字通告全国。That
whosoever desired to leave Babylon was free to go.
他说在你们中间凡做他的子民可以自由，可以上犹大的耶路撒冷。
And he said, let him go up to Jerusalem and build the house of the Lord.
他甚至于说让他们可以自由，可以上耶路撒冷，而且在耶路撒冷重建耶和华以色列神的殿。
And then verse 5 of chapter 1, it says that all whose spirit God stirred up left Babylon and went up to Jerusalem.
然后以斯拉记第1章第5节说，一切被神激动他心的人都起来，要上耶路撒冷去建造他的殿。
To build the house of the Lord.
去建造耶和华的殿。
Now, God's intention, brothers and sisters, was first of all for the house to be built.
神的心意，头一点，弟兄姊妹，就是要让他的家能够，他的殿能够被建造起来。
He did not want to leave his people in captivity.
他不愿意让他的子民落在被掳的光景中。
He wanted to have a recovery of his people.
他要在他的子民中有一个恢复。
He wanted to restore the glory among his people.
他要重新恢复在他子民中神的荣耀。
And this exactly corresponds with church history.
这一点是正好反映了教会历史上所发生的事。
After a long period of captivity,
在教会被掳了一段很长的时间之后,
God began to stir up the spirit of some of his people.
神就开始激动他子民某些人心中的他们的心。
God sovereignly moved in that way.
而且神是主宰的安排来照着这个方向去做。
You can read concerning some of these servants of the Lord like Martin Luther.
你可以去读一些关乎神仆人的历史，就比如说是马丁路德的历史。
And others with him.
God was.
And others with Luther.
哦，还有一些是跟着路德一起的。
The Lord stirred up their spirit.
神激动他们的心。
To leave Babylon.
离开那个巴比伦
to leave the captivity of the Roman church
离开那一个在罗马国教的那个捆绑底下的那一个被掳的光景
and to go back to Jerusalem
要他们回到耶路撒冷
I don't think they made it all the way back to Jerusalem
我相信他们回去只走了一半没有走到终点
but they started
但是他们是开始往回走
and they actually did not completeWhat God intended them to complete.
事实上，他们并没有完成神所要他们完成的。
God intended that their house should be, that His house should be built up.
神的心意是要他的家、他的殿被重新建造。
And you can read about their failure in that way in the letter to Sardis in Revelation chapter 3.
你可以读这一个启示录第三章关乎撒迪教会的那封信所说的。
But thank God there was a beginning of recovery.
但是感谢主，不管如何，总有一个恢复的开始。
And then others followed.
当然还有其他的人跟着这条恢复的路。
And by the 1800s, brothers and sisters, there was a great building up of the house of God.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，到了1800年的时候，关乎神的家的恢复已经有相当规模的重建。
God's people.At least a remnant of them had come back to Jerusalem and were building up the house of God.
至少那一些有剩余的人民中，有些人回来重新建立在耶路撒冷主的建造。
They built the altar.
他们还在那里重新建造了那一个，恢复了这一个祭坛。
They laid the foundation of the house.
他们恢复了这一个重建的一个根基。
They began to meet on that foundation which is Christ.
然后他们就在那个独一的根基，就是基督的这个根基上重新建造教会。
To build up God's house.
在重建主的殿。
At that time, they did not have much revelation concerning the need for the city of God.
那个时候他们所看见的还不是太清楚，关乎神要重建这一个耶路撒冷城。
They were very burdened for the house of God, the spiritual habitation of God.
他们只是有负担要重建神灵里的居所，就是主的住处。
And the Lord was wonderfully with them.
当然主是非常奇妙的与他们同在。
His presence and His glory were with them.
主的荣耀是与他们同在。
Now this is what happened in the Old Testament.
这也是在旧约里面所发生的故事。
They started to build the house.
在旧约那里恢复的时候，重建主的圣殿。
When they laid the foundation, they were full of joy.
当他们重新立殿根基的时候，是满了喜乐。
And some were shouting, and some were weeping.
有的人在欢呼，有的人在哭泣。
And it says the noise was heard afar off.
说到那里，他们欢呼的声音达到远处。
Well.There was opposition.
但是有恢复，那里也有反对。
And the work was stopped for a period of time.
但是当反对兴起的时候，那个重建的工作被迫中断。
The opposers were successful in stopping the work for 16 years.
那个反对者成功的拦阻了这个圣殿重建有16年之久。
Eventually, thank God, the house was completed in 22 years.
感谢主，在22年之后，那一个圣殿的重建是完成的。
It took 22 years to finish the building of God's house.
重建神的殿花了22年的时间。
And that is mentioned in Ezra chapter 6.
那是在以斯拉记第六章所记载的。
And then in chapter 7, the Lord raised up Ezra.
然后到了第七章，他就兴起以斯拉。
Now in the first six chapters, there were about 50,000 people who went back from Babylon to Jerusalem.
以斯拉记前六章大约有五万人回到耶路撒冷。
That was just a remnant of all the people from Babylon.
那些只是在巴比伦以色列剩余的民中这样的五万人回到耶路撒冷。
A small remnant.
只是少数的这一个剩余的民。
Many did not want to leave their houses and their friends and their jobs in Babylon. They were not willing to do that.
在巴比伦大多数的以色列人他们有房子有亲人有关系在那里他们 不愿意回去
It's the same today.
今天也是一样
Many of God's people are not willing to leave the things of this world to go back to build God's house.
在神的儿女中有很多人不愿意离开放下这个世界所占据他们的而回去建造神的殿
But a remnant has done it.
但是却有少数的渔民却愿意配合
so God's way is with a remnant.
所以神的道路在少数的移民中就有了路
And these were the overcomers.
这一些就是那些得胜者
And in Ezra chapter 2, it mentions all their names.
在以斯拉记第二章就记载了这一些这所有回到耶路撒冷城人的名字
The Lord likes to write down all the names of those who would leave Babylon to come back to build his house.
啊，神在这里花了时间记载下来从巴比伦愿意回到耶路撒冷重建圣殿这人的名字。
And God is writing a book today.
今天神也在另外写一本书。
And he's writing down all these names.
他也愿意把那些有心在他恢复中要摆上的人他会把他们的名字记载下来。
Would you like your name to be in that book?
你愿不愿意你的名字在其中也有份呢
I hope that all of our names will be written there.
我盼望我们在座每一个人的名字都在神恢复的那一个那一本书上都在其内
Then the Lord raised up another remnant to go back to Jerusalem with Ezra.
然后神就兴起了另外一班的这个少数的人是跟着以斯拉回去的
That was about 58 years after the first remnant went back.
那是头一批回去以后58年以后第二批才回到耶路撒冷。
And through Ezra, the service in the house of God was purified and built up.
借着以斯拉在神殿中的那一个服事侍奉上面被洁净这是借着以斯拉
Not only the house was built but the priesthood was established
不只是那个建筑物被重建了而在里面祭司的体系也被重建了
And we all are called to be part of that priesthood
我们也是被呼召成为神君尊的祭司
And that was a great recovery through Ezra
哦，那个是在神恢复中非常重要的一个恢复
Then after a period of 13 years,
在第二批子民回归之后13年以后
the Lord raised up this man, Nehemiah.
神就兴起了这一个人尼希米
Nehemiah was not a priest. He was not a king. He was not a prophet.
尼希米也不是祭司也不是做王的也不是先知
He had no long genealogy.
他也没有显赫的身世。
Concerning Nehemiah, it only says something very briefly. The words of Nehemiah, the son of Hakaliah.
关于尼希米身世的介绍非常的简单，就是一句话：哈加利亚的儿子尼希米。
But the meaning of those names is very meaningful.
但是这两个名字的意思却是非常有意义。
Nehemiah means the comfort of the Lord.
尼希米的意思就是主的安慰。
Nehemiah was a great comfort to God.
尼希米对于神而言，对神是一个非常大的安慰。
And he was also a great comfort to God's people.
他对神的子民也是一个极大的安慰。
And brothers and sisters, Nehemiah today is still a comfort to us.
亲爱弟兄姊妹甚至于尼希米到今天仍旧在这里安慰鼓励我们
And I hope by the end of this conference we will all be comforted by Nehemiah
我盼望在这一个特会结束的时候我们都受尼希米的鼓励和安慰
Comforted to consider that we could be a Nehemiah today.
让我们被鼓励和安慰到了一个程度，我们也成为今日的尼西米。
But Nehemiah was the son of Hakaliah.
但是尼西米的父亲是哈加利亚。
Now Hakaliah means hoping in God.
哈加利亚的意思就是对神有盼望。
Now the way to be the comfort of God is to hope in God.
我们之所以能够在神里面得安慰，那是因为在神里面得着盼望。
Now that should be encouraging to us all.
你说这个对我们来讲是不是
鼓励？ We can all hope in God.
哦，我们在神里面都可以有盼望。
And that will make people like us a comfort to Him.
这一个盼望能叫我们这些人成为神眼中对他的一个安慰。
And a comfort to His people.
这样的人也能使神的子民得着安慰。
God's people need to be comforted today.
哦，今天神的儿女们何等需要安慰。
And that means, brothers and sisters, encouraged.
这个安慰什么意思？就是被鼓励的意思，被鼓舞的意思。
In Nehemiah chapter 1, it mentions that some of Nehemiah's brothers and people came back from Jerusalem to Babylon.
在尼西米记这里说到，就是他尼西米有一些弟兄们，他的兄弟从巴比伦回到耶路撒冷。
And Nehemiah asked them concerning the condition of God's people there in Jerusalem.
就是这一些从耶路撒冷来的人来访问尼西米，尼西米就问他们关乎耶路撒冷的光景。
And he was told something very, very sorrowful.
他们告诉了他一些非常叫他难过伤心的消息。
It says the remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach.
第一章第三节，他们对他说，被掳归回剩下的人在犹大省遭大难，受凌辱。
The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire.
并且耶路撒冷的城墙被拆毁，城门被火焚烧。
This was their condition.
这是他们的光景。
This is the condition of God's people today.
这也是神今天子民儿女们的光景。
So the wall, brothers and sisters, speaks of the condition of God's people.
这个没有城墙保护的情形，就说到神子民的光景。
It was broken down.
没有城墙，城墙拆毁了。
And all the gates are burned.
哦，城门也被火焚烧了。
Now Nehemiah at that time, we read, was the cupbearer to the king.
啊，那个时候尼西米是做什么事的呢？他是为王拿酒杯的。
Now this does not mean just a kind of a waiter.
这并不是说他是一个这个在餐馆里面的侍从。
To serve something to the king.
这个你不要小看，不要以为他只是一个 waiter, 只是一个侍从。
This position at that time was very important.
在那个时候，能够在王面前递酒杯这一个职分是非常的要紧。
And that person who was the cupbearer was the most intimate one with the king.
这一个在神面在王面前拿酒杯的这个人是跟王最亲近的人。
He was like the king's confidant.
他是好像是这一个王的一个信心啊亲戚啊 confidant 亲信谢谢。
And he was the one actually who protected and defended the life of the king.
事实上，这一个在王面前拿酒杯的这个亲信是保护王的生命，保护王的安全。
Because in those days, as in these days, there were always some people that wanted to kill the king.
那个时代跟今天一样，常常有人要暗杀这个王或者是总统。
To assassinate him.
要暗杀。
And many times they would try to do it by poison.
怎么暗杀呢？就是在他的食物里面下毒。
To put some poison into the wine that the king would drink.
在王所要喝的酒里面下毒。
So Nehemiah was charged to drink that wine first.
所以尼西米的责任就是王喝酒以前他要先喝。
If there was any poison in it, Nehemiah would die.
如果酒里面有毒，尼希米就会死掉。
So that means that Nehemiah would give his life for the king.
所以尼希米在这里就要代替王，要为王而牺牲他的生命。
So the king had to trust this man very much.
所以王必须要非常信任这一个人。
Nehemiah was a faithful man.
尼希米是一个非常忠诚的人。
And actually, in the whole book of Nehemiah, we can see a picture of a faithful man.
所以在尼希米记里，我们看见一个忠信的人，看见这样一个人。
Nehemiah is not a type of Christ. He's a type of a faithful man.
尼希米并不是基督的代表、预表，但是他却是一个忠信的人。
In the book of Ezra, we see the beginning of God's recovery.
在以斯拉记我们看见神恢复的起头。
In the book of Nehemiah, we see the completion of God's recovery.
在尼希米记我们看见神恢复的完成。
What has begun needs to be completed.
所开始的工必须要完成。
And we thank God there was a beginning.
我们为着有起头感谢主。
In church history, there has been a wonderful beginning, thank God.
在教会的历史上起头是非常的美好，我们为着这个感谢神。
And we all owe so much to those who have gone before us to build God's house and to begin God's recovery.
我们对于那一些起头忠心建造神教会的人，我们是欠着他们的。
But brothers and sisters, God needs a completion.
但是弟兄姊妹，神是需要完成他的建造。
And he needs to raise up more Nehemiahs.
他今日还要兴起更多的尼希米来。
And he needs to make us like that man.
他甚至于需要把我们做成像尼希米这样的人一样。
To begin God's recovery is a matter of the spirit being stirred up.
在神的恢复的工作开始是一个灵里面被激动的事情。
And that's a matter of the sovereignty of God.
那是在乎神主宰的权柄。
But to complete God's recovery is a matter of our heart.Being brought into fellowship with God.
但是要完成神恢复的工作，必须我们的心要被带到神面前来。
In the book of Ezra, it mentions and emphasizes the spirit.
在以斯拉记里面强调了这个灵的重要。
The spirit of all the people, of the priests and of the kings was stirred up.
说到那些祭司，说到王的心，他们的灵被激动。
And I hope that all our spirits have been stirred up.
当然我也盼望我们每一个人的心和灵也被主的灵所激动。
If not, they will be.
如果还没有的话，主必会，一定会要来激动我们的
心。But in Nehemiah, it doesn't mention the spirit, it mentions the heart.
但是在尼希米记里面没有说到这个灵，却是说到这个心。
The heart of a man who is brought into fellowship.With God.
一个人的心要被带进跟主跟神之间的那一个交通里面。
This is a faithful man.
这样的人是一个忠信的人。
And the book of Nehemiah mentions a faithful man.
尼希米记就是说到一个忠心的人。
And you remember Paul in 2 Timothy, he said to Timothy, what you've heard from me, speak to faithful men.
你记得在提摩太后书那里，保罗对提摩太说：“你要把道传给交托那一些能忠心教导人的人。”
Brothers and sisters, Paul's letter to 2 Timothy corresponds with Nehemiah.
保罗所写的提摩太后书能够跟尼希米记相呼应。
What we read in Nehemiah just fits in to 2 Timothy.
我们在尼希米所看见的，就在提摩太后书里面也被这样的说到。
And Nehemiah was the kind of person that Paul charged Timothy to be.
尼希米就是保罗要提摩太所成为的人。
And that's the kind of people we need to complete God's recovery at the end of this age.
像尼希米、像提摩太这样的人，就是我们今天神所需要，要完成这一个世代所需要的人。
At the end of this age, brothers and sisters, God is looking at our hearts.
弟兄姊妹，在这一个世代快要结束的时候，神所要的，神所看的，乃是你我的心。
He's looking for a pure heart for himself.
他要在这里为他自己寻找那一些心里纯净的人。
And Paul, you remember, said to Timothy, "Flee youthful lusts and pursue with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart."
你记得吗？保罗鼓励提醒提摩太说，你要逃避少年的私欲，同那倾心祷告主的人追求。
Do you remember the so-called Beatitudes of the Lord in Matthew chapter 6, the blessings?
你记不记得马太第六章主在那里说到有福的人？
It starts with the Spirit.
那个一开头就说到灵心。
Blessed are the poor in spirit.
就是在心在灵里面贫穷的人。
For there is just the kingdom of the heaven.
因为神的国是他们的。
But it ends with,Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
但是在这一个祝福的结尾的时候，是说心清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
You know, every beatitude after the first one goes higher and deeper.
你知道这里说到有福的人，从起初要越走越深，越走越高。
There's a sequence.And there's a furtherance.
这个从邻里贫穷到清新，这是一个继续发生，这是一个长进，这是一个往上。
And at the end, the Lord says, "Blessed are the pure in heart."
最后主说，清新的人有福了。
For they shall see God.
因为他们必得见神。
Brothers and sisters, we not only will see God, but we will see what He sees.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，我们不仅要得见神，我们也并且要得见神所看见的。
You know, the Lord today is really looking for people who can see what He sees.
弟兄姊妹，主今天要寻找一般人能够看见他所看见，他所要的。
And to feel what He feels.
而且要与神同感，要感受神所感受的。
Now to be a faithful man, we need to see what He sees.
我们若是要做一个忠心的人，我们必须要看见神眼睛所看见的。
And we need to feel what he feels.
我们也必须要感受神心里面所感受的。
Now this is Nehemiah.
那这就是尼希米。
He could see what God sees.
他能看见神眼中所看见。
He could feel what God feels.
他能感受神心中所感受。
He had that high position in the kingdom in Babylon.
他在巴比伦的王宫中，他有非常崇高的地位。虽然他有这么高的地位，他的心并不在他的社会地位。他的心却是与耶路撒冷神的子民同在。这有一点像这个但以理在被掳之地，他的窗户是向着耶路撒冷打开的。
Praying for God's interest.
他是为着神的旨意祷告。
I believe Nehemiah was always wanting to hear what's going on there, what's happening, and how are God's people doing.
我相信尼希米虽然人在巴比伦，心中一直挂记着耶路撒冷神的子民在那里他们的情形如何。
No doubt he was born after the first recovery.
难怪他是在头一次恢复之后才被带回来，被兴起来的。
But he heard all about it.
但是他对于他们的情形都已经早有所闻了。
His spirit was also stirred up.
他的灵已经早就被激动起来了。
But he couldn't leave.
但是走不开。
His job kept him there.
他的工作绊住他了。
But his heart had left.
但是心老早飞到耶路撒冷去了。
And then, probably while he was living, Ezra went up to Jerusalem.
当然可能那个时候他还在巴比伦的时候，以斯拉比他先去了。
And Nehemiah really wanted to go with him.
尼希米何等的希望跟以斯拉一起回去。
But he just could not make it.
但是实在不能离开。
His heart went with him.
心已经去了。
All the time he's wanting to hear the news.
从来没有间断过, 一直要听, 关乎神子民的消息。
If they had TV in those days, he would be tuned in to channel to Jerusalem.
如果那个时候有电视的话, 他的电视一定是调到那个, 那个电台, 一直是看耶路撒冷的事。
Jerusalem is still the center of the earth today.
今天耶路撒冷仍旧是这个世界新闻的中心。
So when his brother, his own brother, came back from Jerusalem together with some others, he asked them, please tell me, what's the latest news?
所以当他的兄弟和其他一些同伴回到他那里的时候, 他就说, 快点告诉我, 耶路撒冷有, 最近有些什么事情发生。
And they gave him this sorrowful report.
但是他们的报告却是非常叫他难过。
The people are in great affliction.
哦, 那里的, 子民是在, 大的痛苦中,
and reproach.
哦, 并且受凌辱。
Reproach was upon God's people, reproach was on the name of the Lord.
对神子民的凌辱, 就是对神的名的凌辱。
They were unfaithful.
因为那里, 他们不向主不忠心。
You know, they just adapted themselves to that pitiful situation.
你知道他们习惯就沉落在那一个环境中不能自拔。
I think they got used to that terrible devastation. They just got used to it and they didn't even think about it.
虽然他们遭大难受凌辱,但是他们习以为常,不觉得有什么了不起。
And that's the condition of God's people today.
这也是今天有一些神儿女的光景。
They just adapt.
不好的情形习以为常。
Yeah. You know, American people are, I understand, are considered famous for adapting.
这个美国人是很习惯于什么? 这个很容易适应环境。
But Nehemiah could not do that.
但是尼西米却受不了。
So, when Nehemiah got this report,
当尼西米收到这样的报告的时候,
he could not tolerate it.
他不能忍受。
And verse 4,
第四节,
chapter 1, verse 4,
尼西米记第一章第四节,
it came to pass when I heard these words that I sat down and wept and mourned certain days, and I fasted and prayed before the God of heaven.
我听见这话就坐下哭泣,悲哀几日,在天上的神面前进食祈祷说。
Now, notice these words here. He wept, he mourned, he fasted, he prayed.
你要注意这里几个动词,他哭泣,他悲哀,他进食,他祈祷。
Now, brothers, these are not joyful words.
亲爱弟兄姊妹,这些话并不是叫人快乐的。This
is not a time of joy.
这种,这个时候啊,不是一个欢乐的时候。Now,
there is a time to be joyful.
当然,我们有快乐的时候。And
by the end of this book, we'll be brought to great joy.
我们读到这本书结尾的时候,我们将会被带到极大的喜乐中。But
at the beginning, this sorrow.
但是在这本书开始的时候是非常叫人难过的。
And dear brothers and sisters, the Lord is looking for some today to bear this sorrow.
今天弟兄姊妹, 神在地上寻找一些人能这样的来背负这一个悲哀和难过的情形。
To feel about the condition of God's people the way he feels about it.
让人对于弟兄子神儿女的光景要有感受,如同神心中的感受。
Can you be joyful? Can you rejoice over the condition of God's people today?
你看见今天神儿女的光景,你能欢乐,你能快乐吗?
Now the city of Jerusalem and the walls that are broken down, these speak of the public testimony of God in the earth.
说到以色列耶路撒冷城的这个城墙拆毁城门被焚烧 就是说到今天神的儿女在公众眼中的那一幅图画
The public testimony of God's people on the earth today is in a shambles
今天神儿女在这一个世界 外人眼中看来那个见证是非常的残破，非常可怜。
It's really a terrible condition.
今天神儿女在人眼中的情形，这个见证是非常可怜。
The walls and all that the walls speak of, and they speak of a lot, are broken down.
城墙的意义是非常的深远，分别的这一切的城墙都已经被拆毁了。
And all the gates signify, and the gates signify a lot, they're burned with fire.
城门的意义非常的重要，但是城门今天也被火焚烧。
Now, dear saints, this is the condition of God's people today.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，这一幅图画正是今天神儿女的光景。
And we're part of it.
我们也是落在这样的光景中。
And we shouldn't just look at others and say how bad they are.
我们不能指着别人说他们的光景多差。
And to criticize and to judge and condemn all God's people for their unfaithfulness.
或者我们指责，或者我们批评其他神儿女的光景，可怜的光景。
Nehemiah did not do that.
尼希米并没有去指责或者批评别人。
He wept and he mourned.
他哭泣，他悲哀。
He fasted and he prayed.
他禁食，而且他祷告。
The Lord needs that today.
主今天需要这样的人。
Then it gives us the prayer of Nehemiah here in chapter 1.
第一章里面也给了我们尼希米的祷告。
It's a wonderful prayer.
这一个祷告是非常美妙的一个祷告。
You know, in the book of Nehemiah, it mentions 10 prayers that Nehemiah prayed.
尼希米记里面记载了尼希米十次的祷告。
He was a praying man.
尼希米是一个祷告的人。
A faithful man is a praying man.
一个忠信的人必须是一个祷告的人。
He had a heart that habitually
他有一颗心习惯性的转向神。
Now I'd like to look at this prayer briefly.
让我们来简单看一下这一个祷告。
Starts in verse 5.
从第五节开始。
It goes all the way to the end of the chapter.
从五节一直到最后十一节。
We really should read all of this prayer.
我们应该来读一下。
Verse 5, I beseech thee, O Lord, the God of heaven, the great and terrible God that keeps covenant, loving kindness with them that love him and keep his commandments.
耶和华天上的神，大而可畏的神啊，你向爱你、守你诫命的人守约施慈爱。
Let thine ear be attentive now, and thine eyes open, that thou mayest hearken unto the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee at this time, day and night.
愿你睁眼看，侧耳听，你仆人昼夜在你面前为你众仆人以色列民的祈祷，承认我们以色列人向你所犯的罪，我与我父家都有罪了。
For the children of Israel, thy servants.While I confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned before thee, yea, I and my father's house have sinned.
Yeah. 承认以色列人向你所犯的罪，我与我父家都有罪了。
We have dealt very corruptly against thee, and have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the ordinances, which thou commandest thy servant Moses.
我们向你所行的甚是邪恶，没有遵守你借着仆人摩西所吩咐的诫命、律例、典章。
Remember, I beseech thee, the word that thou commandest thy servant Moses, saying, If you trespass, I will scatter you abroad among the peoples. But if you return unto me and keep my commandments and do them, though you're outcasts,We're in the uttermost part of the heavens, yet will I gather them from thence, and will bring them unto the place that I have chosen to cause my name to dwell there.
纪念你分摩西的话，你们若犯罪，我就把你们分散在万民中，但你们若归向我，谨守遵行我的诫命，你们被赶散的人虽在天涯，我也必从那里将你们将他们招聚回来，带到我所选择立为我名的居所。
Now these are thy servants and thy people whom thou hast redeemed by thy great power and by thy strong hand.
这都是你的仆人，你的百姓，就是你用大力和大能的手所救赎的。
O Lord, I beseech thee, let now thine ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant and to the prayer of thy servants who delight to fear thy name.And prosper, I pray thee, thy servant this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man.
主啊，求你侧耳听你仆人的祈祷和喜爱敬畏你民众仆人的祈祷，使你仆人现今亨通，在王面前蒙恩。
Now the spirit of Nehemiah, you can see in this prayer, he's poor in spirit and he's contrite in heart.
你这里可以看见，这个尼西米他祷告，他的灵是一个忧伤痛悔的灵。
He vindicates God, and he confesses the sins of God's people.
他在这里向神这个表白，他为着神子民在这里向神祈求。
But he not only confesses the sins of God's people, he confesses his own sins.
他不只为着神的儿女在那里认罪，他也为自己在那里认罪。
When sisters, a godly person, a faithful man, will always confess his own sins.
一个忠实向主面忠心的仆人，一个这样的一个人，他总是一个祷告，而且他是一个常常认罪的人。
If he has anything to say about God's people, he will always.Point the finger back at himself.
凡是他说到关乎神子民的光景，他总是把自己包括在内。
And bear his own responsibility before God.
他是自己在神面前要负责任。
But it's wonderful here. Nehemiah also bases his prayer upon God's word.
这里祷告的这个美妙的地方，就是他的祈求是根据神的话。
In verse 8.
第八节
He says, Remember, I beseech thee, the word that thou commandest thy servant Moses.
他说求你纪念所吩咐你仆人摩西的话说
Brothers and sisters, this always makes our prayers very strong when we can base it on God's word.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们祷告是根据神的话和神的应许，那我们的祷告就非常的有力。
And he quoted this verse,
他是引用了这一节圣经。
If you trespass, I will scatter you abroad among the peoples. But if you return unto me and keep my commandments and do them, though your outcasts were in the uttermost part of the earth, yet will I gather them from thence, will bring them unto the place that I have chosen to cause my name to dwell there.
他这里是完全引用神自己的话。他说：“你们若犯罪，我就把你们分散在万民中。”但你们若归向我，谨守遵行我的诫命，你们被赶散的人虽在天涯，我也必从那里将他们招聚回来。
Then he also bases his prayer on God's redemption.
同时，他这里也是他的祷告是根据神的救赎，主的救赎。
In verse 10,
第十节。
Now these are thy servants and thy people whom thou hast redeemed by thy great power and by thy strong hand.
他说这些子民都是你的仆人，你的百姓，就是你用大力和大能的手所救赎的。
He knows how to pray.
尼希米真知道怎么祷告。
He prays based on God's word and based on God's redemption.
他的祷告是根据于神的话语和神的救赎。
Not only that, brothers and sisters, but in this prayer, he mentions this word servant 8 times.
弟兄姊妹们，在这一段祷告里面，他提到仆人这个字8次。
That's very meaningful.
这个很有意思的。
He speaks of himself as God's servant.
他说到自己乃是站在神仆人的地位上。
He speaks of Moses as God's servant. He speaks about others among God's people who fear him and delight in him as God's servant.
他说到那些敬畏他的那些人也是他的遵守他的就是他的仆人。
Nehemiah delighted to be a servant of the Lord.
尼希米非常乐意做神的仆人。
He just considered that he was on the earth to serve God.
他认为自己是活在地上就是为了要做神的仆人来服侍神。
To serve God's eternal purpose.
为着要来服侍，为着神永远的旨意，在那里做仆人。
Brothers and sisters, what a privilege that we here could serve God's eternal purpose.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，在地上，我们若是来可以实行来服侍神永远的旨意，这是何等的一件荣耀的事。
And to consider ourselves as such.
而且我们自认是为这个目的做神的仆人。
And we are here in the San Francisco Bay Area for what?
我们生活在 San Francisco 湾区为着什么？
For a good living.
过好日子。
For a good job.
好工作。
No.
不是的。
We're here to serve God's eternal purpose.
我们存在，我们生存在这个地方，人生的意义和目的乃是服侍神。这是我们存在这里唯一的意义目的。
Do you believe that?
你是如此认为吗？
Do you have that attitude?
你有这么样的态度吗？
How wonderful to be a servant of God.
能够做神的仆人是多么美妙的一件事。
Don't consider that in a superficial way.
不要把这件事情很肤浅的来认识
just a kind of outward way.
也不要只是从外面的表现
It means everything to us and to God.
这是关乎我们跟神之间关系的一切都在于这一个对他的侍奉
A faithful man is one who serves God, and not himself.
一个忠心的人乃是一个全心服侍神而不是为自己而活的。
Most people today, most Christians today, sorry to say, are serving themselves.
很对不起地说，今天大部分的基督徒生存的意义都是为自己而活。
I was reading the words of a hymn written recently that I had never seen before.
我最近读到一首诗歌里面所说的，我从前没有注意到。
And the last verse says, Yes, God is faithful, and my lot is cast.
我说对他最后这首诗歌说到神是信实的我的份已经被他定了。
Oh, not myself to serve, not my own to be.
不是为着服侍自己也不是为着我所愿意成为的人。
And then she finishes, Light of my life, the darkness now is past.And I beneath the cross can work for thee.
I cannot translate this.
It's all right.
我愿意背着十架往前，我不再黑暗已经过去，靠着你的十字架，在光明中往前。
Thank you, brother.
谢谢。
I appreciate this verse very much. Not myself to serve.
我非常喜欢这一首诗歌不是为自己而活
Not my own to be.
也不是我为着自己所事
We're just here for him.
我们的存在只是为着他
We want nothing for ourselves. We want everything for him.
我们不愿意留一件事情为自己我们愿意一切所有都为着他
Now it's easy to say that.
说起来很容易
It's another thing to live that way.
我们能这样的活这是另外一件事
Nehemiah lived that way
尼希米却是这样活着的一个
That was his heart
这是他的心
That was his life
这是他的一生
That was his goal
这是他人生的目标
He had a single eye
他眼睛专注神
For the glory of God
只是为着神的荣耀
For the testimony of God's people on the earth
只是为着神的子民在地上为主的见证。
He poured out for God's people.
他把自己的生命为着神的子民倾倒。
He's like the Apostle Paul.
他的生命很像使徒保罗。
Or the Apostle Paul was like him.
或者说使徒保罗很像尼西米。
We may say that Paul is our Nehemiah today.
或者我们说保罗是新约时代的尼西米。
Pouring out for us and for God's testimony.
他把他的命倾倒是为着神的见证。
This is a faithful man.
这是一个忠信的人。
Right, the cry of my heart runs is I want to be a faithful man.
这一件事是在我的心里面，我要做一个忠信的人。
God needs faithful men.
神需要向着他忠诚的人。
And Paul said to Timothy, "What you've heard from me, pass on to faithful men."
我所吩咐你的，所教导你的，你要交托那一些忠心能够教导别人的人。
Now Nehemiah, he had this job. After he prayed this prayer, he went in to see the king.
尼希米有他的工作和职务，但是当他说完了这个祷告以后，他进去见王。
And from this time he started to pray this prayer, there were 4 months.
在他献上了这个祷告之后，有4个月的时间。
For those 4 months, he was praying this kind of prayer.
一连4个月之间，他一直是在这样的祷告中如此的祷告。
How could he pray this prayer without being sorrowful?
他怎么能够祷告不心里不难过
？He was mourning.
他一直在心里面悲哀。
And after 4 months.The king noticed that he looked sad.
这四个月里面，王注意到一件事，发现这个尼希米的脸上是带着愁容。
The king was really bothered.
这个王心里面就是受打扰。
Nehemiah never looked sad before that.
从前尼希米不会脸上带着愁容，不是那个样子。
And he's bringing the cup of wine to the king.
他每一次把酒杯递到王的手中。
Now sadness does not go together with drinking wine.
一个人心里不高兴的时候，就很难去喝酒。
So how could Nehemiah, with a sad face, serve the king wine?
让王喝酒应该是使王快乐，带着一个愁容长的脸，怎么能够跟这个递酒杯这件事摆在一起呢？
Maybe the king thought.Someone's trying to poison me.
可能叫国王心里有一点怀疑，是不是有人要想要下毒。
He asked Nehemiah, and he realized this is not just something light. This is your heart. Your heart is sad.
王说啊，你没有病，为什么面带愁容？不是别的，一定是你心中愁烦，于是我甚惧怕。
Now, brothers and sisters.This was a new exercise for Nehemiah.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，这个是尼希米的新的一个exercise, 操练。
操练。He was not used to being sad like that. It's something new.
要他脸上带着愁容，从前不会这样。要脸上带愁容，还是新的一个操练。
Brothers and sisters, maybe we are not used to being sad like that.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，可能我们并不习惯于这样的愁，
Maybe we need
忧愁。
This exercise.
可能我们要这样的操练，
so,
心中愁烦。
Nehemiah just opened his heart and told him.
然后尼希米就把他心里面的话向王表露。
Chapter 2, verse
3. 第二章第三节。
And I said unto the king, Let the king live forever. Why should not?My countenance be sad when the city, the place of my father's sepulchres, lies waste and the gates thereof are consumed with fire.
他说，于是我甚惧怕，我对王说，愿王万岁，我列祖坟墓所在的那城荒凉，城门被火焚烧，我岂能面无愁容吗？
Then the king asked him, Okay, what would you like? What would you like me to do for you?
然后第四节，王问我说，你要求什么？
Right away, Nehemiah prays.
立刻，于是 尼西米就祷告，默祷天上的神。
In verse 4 mentions his prayer.
第四节开始说到他的祷告。
This is not a vocal prayer, this is a silent prayer in his heart.
这个祷告不是出声的，乃是一个心中的默祷。
You know, all these verses are like Nehemiah's diary.
你知道这些章节里面好像尼希米的日记一样。
And they tell us what went on, not just outwardly, but inwardly.
这些事记载了不只是外面所做的事，乃是在我们心里面的故事。
And in these chapters, we see into the inner life of Nehemiah.
从这些章节里面我们看见尼希米内心的世界。
Now the king favored Nehemiah very much. He was very thankful for such a servant.
当然王是非常的看重保爱这个尼希米，因为他是一个忠心的这一个酒镇。
God had already put something into Nehemiah's heart concerning Jerusalem.
神已经把关乎他在耶路撒冷的心意放在尼希米的心里。
It mentions that in chapter 2, verse 12.
这是记载在第二章第十二节。
The end of the verse, it says, Neither told I any man what my God put into my heart to do for Jerusalem.
神使我，这是第十二章后面说，神使我心里要为耶路撒冷做什么事，我并没有告诉人。
I believe while Nehemiah was mourning and praying, God put something into his heart.
我相信当尼希米在心中悲哀，在那里禁食祷告的时候，神就把一些意念放在尼希米的心里。
And God touched him and said to him, I want you to rise up and go to Jerusalem.
神可能对他说，我要你，就是你要起身，要往耶路撒冷去。
And to take the lead among my people there, to build up the walls again.
你要在那里领导我的百姓们，把那个城墙重新建立起来。
To build up again all those gates that have been burned with fire.
然后那些被火焚烧的城门也要把它们重新建立起来。
God put that in his heart.
神把这些事放在他的心里。
He not only had a stirred up spirit, he had a heart in oneness with God.
不只是他的灵被兴起，他的心思意念也是完全与神合拍。
Brothers and sisters, God wants to put something in our heart today.
弟兄姊妹们，神也要把一些意念今天要放在你我的心里面。
But we need this kind of heart exercise before God.
但是我们需要把我们的心思有这样的操练，是为做神的旨意。
We need to give him the way to put something in our heart.
我们要让他在我们心里面有路，好把他的意念放在我们的思想里。
God put something in Nehemiah's heart to do something about it.
神把一些意念放在尼希米的心中，要他去做某些事。
Now, you can find many people today, many Christians today, who can tell you how bad the situation is among God's people.
今天很多基督徒可以告诉你，基督徒中间的光景是多么的可怜。
You can find, and maybe we ourselves have spoken, oh, it's really pitiful, what Christians are doing today.
我们今天甚至于自己也会说，哎呀，在基督徒中间的光景是多么的可怜。
We can speak about so many things that are wrong.
我们可以指出许多在神儿女中间的错误。
But mostly, we just leave it and live with it.
但是充其量我们也只能让他这样做，让他这样存在。
Now, isn't that true?
是不是这样？
We just say, oh, well, that's the way it is. What can we do?
我们就无可奈何，说光景是这样，那我们也不能做什么。
Not Nehemiah.
尼希米不是这样的人。
Nehemiah was a man of action.
尼希米是一个采取行动的人。
You know, in all the books of the Bible, I don't think we can find so much action as in this book.
我相信在圣经的各卷书卷里面，很少像尼希米记里面充满了各样行动。
Nehemiah was very active.
尼希米是非常的活跃，他是满了行动。
He influenced and stirred up all the rest of the people, and he conveyed his heart burden to them to follow him.
他也可以影响别人，激动别人，他把他心里面的负担也去影响到别人的心里面去。
They were all touched by his spirit and his heart, and they rose up to build.
他们的心和灵都被受他的影响，被激动，也愿意起来与他一同建造。
The king granted Nehemiah permission to go up to Jerusalem.
王允许他能够到耶路撒冷去重建。
To spend some time there.To build up the walls and to recover the city.
也允许他在耶路撒冷停留一段时间，直到城墙和城门被重新建立。
Chapter 2, verse 11.
第二章第十一节。
So I came to Jerusalem and was there 3 days.
我到了耶路撒冷，在那里住了三日。
And I rose in the night, I and some few men with me.Neither told I any man what God had put into my heart to do for Jerusalem, neither was there any beast with me save the beast that I rode upon.
我夜间起来，有几个人也一同起来，但神使我心里要为耶路撒冷做什么事，我并没有告诉人。
And I went out by night, by the valley gate, even toward the jackal's well and to the dung gate, and viewed the walls of Jerusalem which were broken down,And the gates thereof were consumed with fire.
除了我所骑的牲口以外，没有别的牲口在我那里。当夜我出了谷门，往野狗井去，到了粪场门，查看耶路撒冷的城墙，见城墙拆毁，城门被火焚烧。
Then I went on to the fountain gate and to the king's pool, and there was no place for the beast that was under me to pass.
我又往前到了泉门和王池，但所骑的牲口没有地方过去。
Then went I up in the night by the brook and viewed the wall, and I turned back and entered by the valley gate, and so returned.
于是夜间沿溪而上，查看城墙，又转身进入谷门，就回来了。
Now in these verses, after Nehemiah got to Jerusalem, we see that he went out.To view the walls himself.
这里说到他到了耶路撒冷以后，他自己亲自去视察，查看这一个城墙的光景。
He wanted to confirm the word with his own viewing of the situation to see if it was really as bad as they said it was.
他要亲眼去看一看，查看一下那里城墙跟一些破落的光景，是不是跟他所听见的这个报告是吻合的。
Before he could do or wanted to do anything about it, he wanted to be sure how bad it was.
在他采取行动以前，他自己要确认，搞清楚到底问题有多严重。
He found out it is indeed very, very bad.
他所查看的结果，那个情形果然是非常非常的糟糕。
Nehemiah knew what it should be, and he knew what it actually was.
他深深地知道那个应该有的情形是如何，他也知道从前的光景是怎么样。
Now, I think we all should have that kind of vision. We know what God wants, we know what should be, and we also know.What is actually the situation today?
我们应该在我们的意向，在我们的眼光里面，要知道什么是对的，也知道今天错在哪里。
This morning we sang that hymn, "Glorious things of thee are spoken, Zion, city of our God."
今天早晨我们说到他的这个锡安城的荣耀，这是一首诗歌。
I love that hymn.
我非常喜爱那首诗歌。
I think that hymn is the best hymn of John Newton.
我相信这是约翰牛顿所写的诗歌里面最好的诗歌中间的一首。
It's much better than Amazing Grace.
我觉得甚至于比《奇异的恩典》那首诗歌写的还要好。
Everybody loves Amazing Grace.
我们都喜欢《奇异恩典》约翰牛顿所写的那首诗歌。
I love it too.
我也爱那首诗歌。
But I love this hymn more.
哦，但是这一首《荣耀的锡安，神的城》我更喜爱。
That hymn tells the way things should be.
这首诗歌说出了一个正常光景该有的情形。
I think when we sing it, we all feel rejoicing.
我相信我们唱的时候，心里面是被喜乐所充满。
We were singing this morning, with salvation's walls surrounded, we may smile at all our foes.
啊，我们今天早上唱到那首诗歌，说到它的城墙，我们也说到那个荣美，也说到我们在那里所有的人，我们可以向我们的仇敌夸胜。
But now those walls are broken down, we cannot smile at all our foes.
但是今天那个分别，那一个城墙是倒塌了，我们无法向仇敌夸胜。
Nehemiah intended, was burdened, and was going to do something about it.
他在这里心里下了决心，他有一个意念，一定要去采取行动。
And God had put something in his heart to do it.
神是把事情，神是。使他的心里面要为耶路撒冷做什么事放在。
Sisters, I'm burdened for myself. I'm burdened for all of us.
我不只是自己对自己有一个负担，今天我也是为所有在座每一个人，我心里面有负担。
God would use these meetings this weekend to put something in our heart.
主要借着这一个周末的聚会，把一些具体的负担放在你我的心里。
Not to be content with the present situation.
不要为着当前的光景觉得满意。
Maybe we feel quite good about our assembly.
可能对你那里的聚会，你在那里的弟兄姊妹，你认为很自满。
Well, thank God for that.
或者说很满意，我们感谢主，让你觉得很满意。
Or maybe the walls in our assembly also need to be repaired and built up.
但是也可能在我们那个聚会，我们的那一个分别的界限的城墙，也可能需要被重新建。
May God put something in our heart to do it.
但愿主这个周末把一些确实的负担放在我们的心里。
And the best place to start building up the walls is in our own assembly.
我们要为着这个城墙的重建，从什么地方开始最好呢？就是从我们自己聚会的地方开始。
And that's the best way to help the whole Church of God.
这样子，我们每一个人守住自己的地位，这是对神整个的建造是最有益处的。
To start.Right where we are.
就从我们所在的地方开始。
In our house, in our assembly.
从我们自己的家，从我们自己聚会的教会开始。
Maybe in our house, the walls need to be built up.
也可能我们自己家庭里面也需要有一个分别的城墙被建立。
Maybe there's some breaches in the wall.
也可能这个城墙有破口。
Some gaps in the fellowship.
有在我们的聚会，在我们的教会那里有。破口漏洞
The oneness is broken.
也可能我们的合一受到了破坏
The testimony is damaged.
所以主的见证就受了伤害
The public testimony before the world is damaged.
在世界外人的眼中教会的见证受到了伤害
There's reproach on God's people and there's reproach on the Lord because of us.
当神的子民受凌辱的时候乃是神的名受到羞辱。
I have just a few minutes left. I want to mention, brothers and sisters, what is the significance of the wall?
我要用最后几分钟的时间来讲到这个城墙到底有什么重要的意义。
We're talking about building up the wall. What does it mean to build up the wall?
当我们说在这里重新建造城墙的时候，城墙到底有什么要紧呢？
Number one, brothers and sisters, the wall speaks of a separation.
弟兄姊妹，第一点，城墙是说到一个分别。
To build up the wall is to build up a separation to keep the world out.
建立一个城墙，乃是把世界从我们中间能够分别出去。
The wall surrounds the whole city.
这个城墙是围绕这一个城的。
And this wall defines what is inside, it distinguishes it from what is outside.
一个城墙就分别了城墙里跟城墙外。
It's a great separation.
这里有一个很清楚的界限的分别。
God's people are a separated people.
神的子民乃是从世界分别出来的一般子民。
We should be separated from the world.
我们应该要从世界里分别出来，与世界有别。
And everything of the world.
在所有外面的事情都是属于世界的。
The Lord said in his prayer, they are in the world, but they are not of the world.
主说我们在这个世界却不属于这个世界。
And in his prayer in John 17, he said that twice.
在约翰福音十七章那里，在主的祷告里面提到了两次。
And he prayed, Lord, Father, sanctify them by thy word.
说父啊，用你的话，用你的道来洁净分别他们，
Make them separate,
让他们能够分别出来，
to keep the world out,
把世界分别在外。
But brother and sister, this wall not only kept the world out, it keeps out everything that is not Christ.
不仅这一个城墙能够把世界分别在外，也把一切不属于基督的能够把它摒除在外。
Inside the world, Christ is inside the wall. Christ is all and in all.
在这一个城墙的里面，基督是一切，也在一切之内。
That's what Paul tells us.
那是保罗所告诉我们的。
Says, there's one.Body and one new man where Christ is all and in all.
一个身体，一个新人，基督是一切，也在一切之内。
So, brothers and sisters, if there's anything not Christ, that should be outside.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，所有不属于主，不属于基督的，都不应该在教会里面。
So this is a deeper meaning of the wall.
这就是那一个城墙更深一层的意义。
Anything that's not Christ, we should notSpeak it, we should not do it.
所有不属于基督的事，我们在教会中不应该去提说，也不应该去做。
Let our words, let our living just be Christ.
让我们的生活和言语，完全是基督。
Like Paul said, for me, to live is Christ.
正像保罗所说的，我活着就是基督。
No longer I.But Christ who lives in me.
不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
The wall really speaks of our own condition before God.
城墙也说出我们在神面前的光景。
You know, we may say, actually, Nehemiah was like a wall. He himself was a wall.
我们甚至于可以说，尼希米就好像是那一个城墙一样。
The enemy could not get through him, could not get around him, could not get over him, didn't know what to do with him.
仇敌碰到尼西米，左也不是，右也不是，上也不是，怎么也想办法就过不去。
Nehemiah was a wall.
尼西米抵挡仇敌就好像一堵墙一样。
It's like the Lord. Remember, the Lord said, Prince of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me.
你记不记得主怎么说？他说世界的王将要来到，但是他在我里面却是一无所有。
The completed wall, actually, the completed wall is just Christ.
你知道一个完整的围墙，一个完全的抵挡，一个防守，就是基督自己。
So,The wall becomes not just a separation, but a testimony.
所以城墙不只是一个分别，更是一个见证。
It testifies the character of Christ.
它见证了基督的那一个品格。
It testifies the glory of Christ.
它也见证了基督的荣耀。
It's the testimony of Jesus.
甚至于就是耶稣的见证。
It's a man uplifted, a humanity uplifted and resurrected and holy for God.
乃是这里有一个人，他是被成圣，他是被举高举到神的面前，完全为着神。
Now that's the wall we need to build.
那这是我们所该建立的一个城墙。
A humanity uplifted, resurrected, and holy for God.
一个复活的人性是在复活里是完全圣别为着神的。
Such a wall, not only a separation and a testimony, but a protection.
这样的城墙不只是分别，不只是见证，更是一个保护。
A great defense to God's people.
他能够把神的子民保卫在这一个城墙，用城墙来保护他们。
The wall protects the house within it.
一个墙能够保护墙里面的家。
The wall defends all God's people within that city.
所有在这个城墙里面的神的子民都受到墙的保护。
I think we can stop there this morning.
我想今天早晨我们就说到这里。
I hope this afternoon, if you have some time, you could read these two chapters, chapter 1 and chapter 2.
盼望今天下午如果你有时间自己去更多读一下这个尼希米记的第一章和第二章。
Which draw our attention mainly to the wall.
这两章把我们的注意在这一个城墙的建造。
Tomorrow morning, we want to speak about the work of building.
明天早晨我们要讲到这一个建造的那一个工程。
How to build.
如何来建造。
So for the meeting tomorrow morning, we really should read chapter 3 of Nehemiah.
所以明天早上所涵盖的章节就是尼希米记第三章。
I think we'll just stop right there.
让我们就停在这里。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Lord, we thank you for speaking to us this morning.
主啊，我们谢谢你早晨对我们说话。
We pray that you will give us the heart of Nehemiah.
主，我们求你使我们有尼希米的心。
We pray that you give us your own heart.
主啊，求你把你的心放在我们的心里。
And burden us concerning the situation among your people.
哦，主啊，为着你子民的光景，求你在我们的心中如火一样的焚烧。
Burden us concerning our own condition.
为着我们自己的光景，叫我们心里如火烧。
We want to build up this wall.
主啊，我们要把这个城墙建造起来。
Lord, may we not be content to go on.As we are today.
哦，主啊，叫我们不要安逸于现状而如此往前。
We pray that you may be glorified through all of us.
亲爱的主，求你愿你的荣耀从我们能够彰显。
Have a wonderful recovery of your people and your city. We pray.
在你的子民中间有你荣耀的恢复和你圣城的重建。
In your holy name.
我们奉主的圣名祷告
Amen,
Amen.